Why do we like the food we like as adults? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Arianna Maffei, professor of neurobiology and behavior at Stony Brook University, looks at the early years to find out.
People from different cultures have different preferences for what they like to eat, what they find bland or too savory or too sweet. How do these differences emerge and what influences our taste preferences? Studies in children suggest that the taste preferences are influenced by the food they ate as infants. But what about long-lasting effects, like those that influence eating habits in adults? Such questions are difficult to address in humans because tracking somebody's taste experience from infancy to adulthood is hardly possible. But we can ask them in laboratory mice. The biology of the taste system is similar in all mammals, and yes, also mice have a sweet tooth. We leveraged this biological similarity and found that a week-long taste experience in young mice influenced taste preferences when they were adults. The entire gustatory experience, taste in the mouth, smell in the nose, and calories, was necessary for modifying taste preferences. We next asked whether early taste experience changed the brain in ways that could be detected when the mice became adult. We measured the activity of brain cells in the gustatory cortex, the area of the brain that responds to taste, and found that early taste experience changed the way brain cells respond. This research tells us that early experience with food leaves a signature in the brain and influences the preferred taste in adults. New research is investigating the effects of specific diets, high in fat, high in sugar, or high in salt, on adult preference and on the brain to learn more about the link between early nutrition and brain development.
That was Arianna Maffei of Stony Brook University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.